Comics Podcast, starring Jenny and Dave.
Hello, 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 and welcome one and all.
Yes, welcome. Welcome to Bandwell Blog's podcast show. Jenny and Dave here, reporting to you from Oxford, England.
Up on the hill.
Up on the hill.
And as loads been going on, we've had a bit of a gap.
Yeah, we're back from our intermission.
Our siesta.
Yes, hiatus.
Our surfing and skiing.
And swimming and jumping.
Dancing and prancing.
And all the great things you do when you're not podcasting.
And in that time, we saw England beat Argentina.
Yay!
3-2.
Yes.
Yeah, good old Owen Rooney. Go on, Rooney, my son.
Yep, so we had some good football the last couple of days here. So an interesting game between Switzerland and Turkey we're not going to get into.
Correct, we're not going to get involved. But
we don't promote it, what happened after the game.
Stop being badly behaved, boys. It's only a game.
That's right. But we're happy to see Switzerland qualify for the World Cup 2006.
Ah, but they might not get in because that's another technicality.
Ooh, that's right. So anyway, if you want to find out more about what happened at the Switzerland-Turkey game,
tune in to our sports channel or pick up a newspaper.
That's right, Dave. Yeah, so things have been pretty busy around BandWebLogs. If you log on to BandWebLogs.com, you'll find all the new band and music blogs that have been added recently. And, you know, you can spend hours there on the site. There's so many cool blogs and cool musicians and people just talking about music and their life. Also, we've added a new community to BandWebLogs. And you can find that community.bandweblogs.com. And there, you can be a guest blogger. As long as you're writing about music, you're more than welcome to come on, sign in, and share your stories about your gigs, about, you know, if you're a fan of a certain band, write about the shows you've attended.
All the pop stars that you stalked.
I don't know if that'll be such a good idea.
I'd be interested in that.
Yeah, I bet you would. So that's what that's about. We've got the community area. It's awesome. I mean, if the more people that sign in and are guest bloggers, the merrier. And I've done one entry, but we've got a few there now, but it'd be great to get more people logged on.
That's right. I'll do it sometimes, but like when I do, my fingers start aching, so like I haven't done that many.
No, you haven't in a while. Actually, you used to on Barblog, which is another part of it.
I'm so slow on it.
Slow. No. Yeah, but it's worth it, though, because you come up with some pretty cool things that you write
you
about.
Get the spell check out and recorrect it and put it all into paragraphical sensibility.
Yeah, but it's really good content, and that's what, you know, that's the important thing.
I'm always being edited.
Even on the podcast show.
Yeah. Don't believe free speech.
So one thing that's been added to the community area, again, community.bandweblogs.com, and also if you're on bandweblogs.com, you'll find links to the community. But one thing that's been added is the new poll or survey. And Dave, do you want to talk about what that poll's about?
Well, it's in a funny different sort of world. If you had Jimi Hendrix, Jim Morrison, John Lennon, Bob Marley and Keith Moon, who would type in the most interesting blog? Now then, I reckon, in my opinion, Keith Moon would be out of the running anyway, because he'd be too pissed to be able to write anything.
But I agree 100%. I don't think he'd update his entries.
Too busy smashing things up and wrecking swim pools.
And I don't think he'd really care about the blog.
No, but in my opinion, I believe that Marley, Mr. Bob, rest his soul, Marley, would be the most interesting, because he's universal. People all around the world love him. And he'd be speaking to millions instead of just a few people in funny suits.
But what do you think he'd talk about?
He'd talk about ecology and how man is ripping up the planet and weed.
And you think so? What about music, Dave?
Of course he'd speak about music. He'd have all his tunes up there and he'd be free because he's a Rasta man.
Ah, there you go. And I voted for Jimi Hendrix, of course, for me anyway, it's obvious. But and my reason for that is because I think he would just be so interesting. You know, I've read a lot of things that he's written in the past, obviously his songs, listened to his lyrics, and I just think he'd write about life, space, maybe love, songs, music.
Well, yeah, well, anyway, at the moment, we're both wrong because John Lennon's in the
lead. Yeah, that's right. We have to, yeah, so right now, John Lennon is, yeah, he is in the lead and very interesting.
Yeah, you can understand that because he is very political, isn't he? And it'd be like, I'd imagine he'd be quite an interesting guy. He'd be there on the net. He'd have a laptop, wouldn't he? He'd be going around on a laptop.
Yep.
Forever typing something in, be trying to talk to him. Go, John, hey, lad, I'm on the internet at the moment. Right. So it'd be very difficult to communicate with. So it's a good job that they weren't around when these guys were around.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Because you probably wouldn't have the creativity that they did.
If that
makes any sense.
No, it doesn't.
Well, it doesn't. It doesn't, because like, there's not a Jimi Hendrix around now and there's not a John Lennon around now. They're good musicians and they're all genies in their own rights, but maybe I'm just an old fart and it'll all come out in the wash. In another 20 years' time, the bands that are big now will be thought of like that lot.
All right. Well, there you go.
You never know.
To each their own.
Yeah, and that sort of nicely takes us round to Paul Rose, doesn't it?
It most certainly does, Dave. And
because we were talking about people that might be thought of to be genius in 20 years' time. This geezer could be if he gets a good promoter.
That's right. It's not easy, is it? And that's why this podcasting deal here is awesome. It's great because it helps get word out about all these wonderful musicians that maybe we wouldn't have heard of if it wasn't for podcasting and all these websites that are adding links to other musicians.
Well, there's much more better music on the net than there is on the telly or the radio that you tune in.
That's true. You can hear some good stuff on the radio, but...
But I'm not mentioning any channels, but one that I listen to play the same songs over and over and over again into a musician that's like Chinese water torture.
And, okay, yeah, so Paul Rose, you can find him at paulrose.co.uk. And, you know, excellent guitar. He's a guitarist. And if you read his biography, it's so informative. There's a lot said there about his past. And he's been praised as a guitarist, which I love that because I am all about the guitar. I love great guitar players, and he is that. And the song that we're going to play here is called Rise and Shine.
We'll be right back.
I'd like to see you air guitar to that one.
Yeah, I was trying, but it wasn't working out very well.
No, I think the chair went a bit funny and you nearly fell off.
Oh, yes. So that was Paul Rose, Rise and Shine. Awesome. And again, paulrose.co.uk. That was great music. And from a young age, according to his biography, he was playing music by Ritchie Blackmore, Angus Young, Jimi Hendrix, and Johnny Winter. And you can certainly hear those influences, can't you?
Yeah, and he likes a bit of Frank Zappa as well. If you listen to his podcast, you'll hear about that.
Yep, and he does have a podcast show. And what that is going to be is he's starting off with the story of all his CDs and 7 shows split into part 1 and 2. And we listened to this first podcast show, which is up there now. And very, very, very cool. I'm proud of you, Paul, because yeah, hopefully you're listening to this.
I hope so, mate. You're a good old Geordie boy.
Yeah, he's from Newcastle. And I really applaud, you know, musicians that will sit down and talk about their music. It just kind of reminded me of a Radio 1 type interview, and yet without the interviewer.
Yeah, and without the Radio 1.
Maybe you'll end up on Radio 1 someday. Who knows what's going to happen with podcasting?
He bloody should.
So, yeah, excellent podcast, Paul. And anyone who's listening, please listen to his shows, because he's got his music on there. And also, if you want to purchase some of his music, go to iTunes. He's got lots of his songs there that you can download, purchase. Podcast.
Well, hello, everybody. My name is Dr. Puff, and I have a reggae and dub podcast called Puffcast. www.puffcast.com. We bring you the best pod-safe reggae and dub, and I wrap it up in my homemade electronica.
Puffcast.
Please check us out. You can subscribe to our RSS feed, which you can find at the website at www.puffcast.com. That's P-U-F-F-C-A-S-T. You can also subscribe through iTunes at the iTunes Music Store. So enjoy the relaxing groove and positive vibrations of Puffcast.
Puffcast.
And now, ba-ba-da-ba-ba-ba. And that's our jingle. Is competition time, and the competition last week, well, the week before or the week before
not
that,
really last week, before our intermission,
a couple of years ago.
No,
was it that? Was on the Frank Zappa album Joe's Garage. What was the name of the girl that worked in the Jack in the Box? It was Lucille. That's how the central scrutinizer says.
Okay, and so Lucille was the answer.
That was the answer. I'm going American now, I don't believe it. Mike Smith, hello again.
takeyourmedicine.co.uk.
We're not bigging you up this time, mate, but you're all right.
But actually, I want to give the correct website address just in case, even though we're not bigging you up, because you've passed the torch. You've said that you already won one or two of our competitions. But anyway, the address to Mike's cool blog is take-your-medicine.co.uk.
That's right. And he's giving it over to his mates, who are the British gang. And I'll tell you what, I've heard it. Right, we listened to this a couple of times, and we're going to play it in a minute. And it's one of the bands, when you hear it, you think, I've got to see this lot live. They're fronted by a guy called Josie, and he sings and plays the guitar, and he's got a mighty fine haircut style.
Love his hair. Absolutely love it.
He's got Lucy on the bass, and she does vocals, and in brackets, for some reason, I put seam stockings.
She says she likes seamed stockings.
There's nothing wrong with that in this day and age. And Brett on the drums. And he says, one of his things he says is he doesn't like to be approached by mad people. So I can't see me and him ever really seeing eye to eye. But he's a good drummer. Actually,
I love some of his influences. If you check out their website, www.thebridgegang.com, you can find out all of, you know, about each member of the band that Dave just listed off here. And the drummer, one of his influences is the Shirelles. I couldn't believe it.
Oh, she loved that.
Yeah. Mama said there'll be days like this. I mean, that's the Shirelles. That's what we're talking about.
Oh, I was doing a drum machine for that. I thought we were going to break into a street rap.
Maybe we should have. No. Anyway.
So anyway, that said, the song we're going to play is London Sky Tonight. See, that's what I'm talking about. They've got a really good London sound, that lot. And it's like, if there was around, if you go back to 77, Stiff Records would have signed them. They had the Stiff Records sound. There's a bit of Reckless Eric in there, Ian Jury, the Dr. Feelgood. There's a bit of that in it. And I could also hear a little bit of the old UK Subs in there as well.
Very, very nice. And I hear Public Image.
Yeah, Jenny, we were listening to Metal Box the other day. And there's a vibe that Jenny gets off of that she gets off this lot.
That's right.
And when she first showed me the picture when we were going through the website before I heard their music, I said, I didn't expect them to sound what they look like, and that is brilliant. And I love that in a band as well.
Yep, they're awesome. And you can also find them not only on their own website, again, thebridgegang.com. They have a MySpace page, as well as we did get the music from the PodSafe Music Network, music.podshow.com.
And if you don't want to be lazy, get up off your bottom and get into the clubs and go and see them, because they're playing all over London all the time.
Yep, that's right. We highly, highly, highly recommend that you try to get to one of their gigs if you're in the area.
Because I want them to come. If you're boys and girls, if you're playing in Oxford, email us, let us know, because I'll be out there. I'll be at your gig, mate, down the front, jumping around looking stupid.
And we want to give a big thanks to Mike Smith, because if it wasn't for Mike, we may not have heard of them yet.
Oh, cheers, Mike. Thanks for putting us onto that lot. They were fabulous. And I need more songs. We've only really heard three of their songs, and we want more.
Yeah, and I do have to mention, actually, back to the whole competition deal, is that, yes, the answer was Lucille, and yes, Mike Smith did come in first with the answer, but we did get a very close second, and I'm going to mention and promote, because that's what we say, the winners of our competitions get a big promotion of their blog or website from us. And somethinglocal.com was the winner, and that's Denison Harris. That's his website. And you can also go to the blog, somethinglocal.com/blog. And what he does on that site is he helps to promote bands and artists. They can log in, sign up, create their profile, add their music, And you can create ringtones there if you're a musician or a band, which I think is really interesting because that's something I was thinking about it. You know, just wondering for independent artists how, if that's something bands wanted to do, how to go about it. So I think, if, you know, if you log on to somethinglocal.com, you might be able to find out all about that and do it for yourself. And a large percentage of the sales goes to the bands. So check it out.
Yes, check it out. Go and do it now. Well, listen to us and then go and do it.
So are we going to do another competition, Dave?
Well, I've got one already lined up in the chute, okay. Ready to fire out.
And what people please note is that this is right off the cuff.
In me pipes.
And I have no idea what this competition is going to be.
Cuffs.
Right. It's a loose cannon.
So this week, right, this is for all the comedy fans in the world.
Okay.
It's to do with a set of comedies done by the comic strip.
Ooh, am I liking this already?
Yeah, because we're a big fan of Peter Richardson.
Very, very big fan.
In fact, if I had to write down comedy hero, if you did one of them lists of things, what's your favourite, this, that, and the other, Peter Richardson would be my comedy hero because he's written some of the cleverest stuff through my life. Anyway, I digressed. And the question is, if anyone is familiar with the comic strip Mr. Jolly Lives Next Door, which in my opinion is by far the greatest one. If you haven't heard of the comic strip, go and watch Mr. Jolly Lives Next Door, first of all.
And one way of getting them, I'll tell you, Dave waited so long before they were released, but you can buy, how many do we have? How many comic strips?
I don't know how many are on there. Like everyone 50, that's been done.
45, something like that. We've got every show.
Or a big box set.
You can go to Amazon and get it there.
Yeah, go there and they'll give you it. But you have to pay for it. They don't do that sort of thing. Anyway, the question is, on Mr. Jolly Lives Next Door,
who is Jaime Henderson?
Jaime Henderson!
What is his trade? Good old Jaime Henderson, what does he do?
That is a great question.
And one other question is, how does he upset the Dreamy Time escort agents?
I love it, Dave. Excellent. And this is a huge, huge plug for the comic strip. We want everyone to watch it and know about it.
It is easily one of the most funniest comedies that have ever been on British TV. I'm sure you can pick it up on DVD in other countries.
Yeah, and I had never heard of it before I came to England, which is a shame. You know, I'm almost ashamed to admit it, but I'm so glad that I've watched it. Thanks to Dave.
That's all right. Don't mention it, mate.
And so that's our competition. And the first person to enter the competition with a correct answer will win a huge plug. We'll plug and promote your website, your music, a blog.
Yeah, and it's getting near to Christmas, so like that'll be like a little present. And talking about Christmas, we were out yesterday, weren't we, in town, and there's a shop, a high street shop that's open till midnight doing, and the town was full of Christmas shoppers. And what is it, November the 17th, yeah. 16th? Christmas, this is the first time in my life, and I'm not a young man. And it's the first
sure
time in my
life.
Thank you. But it's the first time in my life that I've seen rampant Christmas shopping in the middle of November.
Is it really the first time?
Yeah, that is true.
I thought it was like that all the time in England, though. Early.
You think us English are mad.
Yeah.
We're not, we're just eccentric.
But I love it.
Subtle difference.
Love it. So is that it, Dave? Do we have any more information or competitions? No, we're done with our competitions here for the day.
That's competition time over and done with. We've played all our tunes.
Yep, I think that's about it then.
So it's just about time for us to say see you next time.
Yep, thanks for listening to the Bandweblogs podcast show with Jenny and Dave.
And I'm Dave, and now it's time to listen to that wacky dance outro.
Yep, and here you go. See you later.
Hooray.
Listening to the Band Weblogs podcast show.